Hey everyone, welcome back to Survive to Thrive. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and let me tell you, today's topic is something near and dear to my heart. Building healthy boundaries with work. Ever feel like that line between your job and personal life has become more of a suggestion than an actual boundary? Like your inbox is open 24/7 and your boss can text you at 10 p.m. on a Saturday night? Yeah, I've been there. It's a trap we all fall into sometimes, but trust me, building those boundaries is essential for not only surviving work but truly thriving in all areas of your life. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Boundaries sounds like something out of a self-help book. But hear me out, it's not about being rigid or impossible to work with. It's about protecting your time, your energy, and your mental well-being. Think of it like this. Healthy boundaries are like the invisible fences around your life that keep things running smoothly. Without them, you can get overrun by everything and everyone, leaving you feeling stressed, burned out, and honestly, a bit lost. So how do we build these super important boundaries? Well, let me break it down into 5 key takeaways. 1. Know your non-negotiables. We all have things that are absolutely crucial to our well-being: sleep, family time, hobbies, you name it. Figure out what those non-negotiables are and make them sacred. No matter how much work is piling up, those are the things you protect fiercely. It's about prioritizing what truly matters and saying no to anything that threatens those core values. 2. Communicate clearly and assertively. This one can be tricky, but it's so important. Don't be afraid to tell your boss or colleagues when you have reached your limit. Maybe that means setting specific work hours and sticking to them, or maybe it's about letting people know when you need some time to recharge. Remember, clear communication prevents misunderstandings and sets expectations. 3. Learn to say no gracefully. This is a superpower, my friends. Saying no doesn't have to be rude or aggressive. You can do it kindly but firmly. Thank you so much for thinking of me, but I'm really swamped right now and need to focus on my current projects. T. It works. 4. Disconnect after work. Imagine this. You finally clock out, leave the office, and bam. Instant mental detox. That's the power of disconnecting. Turn off those notifications, put your phone on Do Not Disturb, and make time for activities that bring you joy. Read a book, go for a walk, spend time with loved ones, anything that helps you unwind and recharge. 5. Prioritize self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome. Self-care is about nurturing your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Get enough sleep, eat healthy foods, exercise regularly, and engage in activities that bring you joy. Remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's essential for being able to show up as your best self at work and in all areas of your life. Picture this. You're at a work event, surrounded by colleagues, but your mind is already planning your relaxing evening. You politely excuse yourself from the conversation, reminding yourself that you have plans with friends. You don't feel guilty about prioritizing your personal time, instead, you feel empowered and in control. That's the magic of healthy boundaries. It allows you to navigate work life without sacrificing your well-being or personal happiness. So, remember, building those boundaries is a journey, not a destination. Start small, be patient with yourself, and celebrate every step you take towards creating a more balanced and fulfilling life. This episode was all about taking back control of your work life and making it serve you, not the other way around. Remember, you deserve to thrive both at work and beyond. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one small step you can take today to build healthier boundaries with work? Share it in the comments below and let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, keep thriving.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.